What do you mean?
You said it was going to be light.
It is light compared to what we have.
Coach, you played Anaheim just a couple of weeks ago. Assess the way you played out there and how you're going to have to play tonight to be successful.
Well, the results weren't where we were, what we'd like. You know, unfortunately, we took that penalty in overtime and they were able to score, but we really liked the way we played, especially coming off of, it was a back-to-back for us, and you know, we had a good win in LA and we carried that right into the Anaheim game. Unfortunately, goals were hard to come by on that trip, and that was one of those games, but liked our defensive effort, and we competed for 60 plus minutes. You know, like I said, unfortunately, the overtime goal cost us.
You guys have played really well against them at home this over the last 3 or 4 years. I think the goal differential is something like 15-5 or 6 or something like that. Any explanation why that happens like that?
It probably works the other way around versus some other teams, but it's tough, hard to explain why we only play them twice a year. We don't see them very often. We've never seen them in the playoffs, and it's a long way to go too. We're two of the farther teams apart from each other, but you know, hopefully history repeats itself. It'll happen again tonight.
And Bishop's been in goal for the last 3 times they played here. Was out there. He picks up a win. It looks like it'd do your team a world of good right now.
Yeah, we definitely need one of those. And it's just a matter of playing the full 60 minutes and getting rewarded for it. As I said, we did a lot of that out west and didn't get as many points as I felt we should have. And you know, now we've played a little inconsistent in these last 2 games and have come away with nothing. So we got to throw 60 together. And if we do, you know, I'd like our chances.
Vermette and Kessler are two of the best in the league in faceoffs. Can you game plan for your centermen or the group to try and do better against them?
Yeah, it's not really a one-on-one battle. There are times when you have to sit there and say, okay, is there something we can do planning on that we might lose this face-off? So, yeah, that is definitely something we go over, especially when we played them the last time and they kind of ate us up. But, you know, it's a skill, and they've got two of the best in the league, and you have to work around it.
Johnny went 13-5 last game. He pointed at the wingers and all like that. His play in there. How was his play?
Are you trying to wait? Did you catch yourself there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. But now we're talking about Johnny?
Yeah, well, the face-offs, on the face-offs circuit, he was very effective.
Oh, no, Johnny's one of our better face-off guys, and especially when he's on his right side, he does well there. But you're talking, you know, Kessler and Vermette are two of the best around, and we got a good look at that in the Stanley Cup Final a couple years ago Matt was playing against us, so it's an art what those guys have, and it's a clear advantage when you know that probably 70-75% of the time the puck's going where they want it every time those two guys take the draws. But we've had a little bit of success against them. We just, you know, the key is the power play and the penalty kill faceoffs. Those are the ones you really got to dig in and win, because you know, you don't want to jump in the circle knowing that, okay, 6 seconds later, you're going to be have to break a puck out, and so we got to win those draws.
Andre Palat is not on the ice, coach, but Joel Romain was. Situation there.
Yeah, Andre's, I guess we'll call him day to day right now. So he got injured late in the game the other night, and so for precaution, we've got Joel here, and so really good chance Palat's not playing tonight. Then we'll just keep reevaluating after that.
Good.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.